Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of January, recording at 9:11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets pretty steady. Japan up the big gains, though we're in the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, and also the China indices. The one I looked at was the Shanghai A-share, which broke above that 3,000 level to a new recovery high. It's quite a decisive breakout from a trading range. Needs to hold that move, though, as it had accelerated previously. I think the Philippines had also pushed into new high ground again. Singapore perhaps accelerating a little bit. And we also had strength in one of the other smaller markets. Well, New Zealand had extended gains, and I think Malaysia as well. European markets started down a little bit, improved, and no, they started up. Beg your pardon, they started up, but then lost those gains and closed with very modest losses. And the main reason for that was that Wall Street came in weaker. I didn't see any particular news except Pfizer had a very disappointing result. Going on to the government bonds, they were all up a little bit in here today. The US dollar, that actually ended with a bit of a gain here. It had weakened and then firmed. And crude oil prices again quite volatile here today. Spot crude rallied up to 53.44, but has lost trading down on the day or at 51.13. Natural gas, though, was strong. Had an upper dynamic on Friday, followed through on the upside here today. That looks interesting. The precious metals ranged around a bit, sold off, and then rallied. They didn't completely hold those gains, though. For instance, silver broke up above 13, probably hit some stops or attracted some buying orders, rallied up to 13.21.5, but just lost trading at 12.98. That's up 5. And that's pretty much it. Oh, in the industrial metals, they were mostly higher. An exception was copper, down a wee bit. Nickel, absolutely charging higher, and tin is also testing its highs, but nickel had broken out on the upside last week and extended those gains, close right on the high of the day. Looks like 37,300. That was up $1,200. Grains and beans closed down a smidgen. And that's pretty much it. So where are we in the cycle of things? Well, the uptrends for stock markets are all pretty well intact. The worst thing that's happened in any of the significant markets recently was last week's upside failure by the NASDAQ index. So that is a little bit of a warning sign. But warning for what? I don't think it's a warning for a big sell-off. At the risk of complacency, I'll say that. But overall, I think lots of people are nervous. That leads to a bit more ranging, slightly more choppy action, the sort of thing that I've described really from fairly early December onwards, that we would not see any big correction, let alone a bear market, anytime soon. That means not during the first quarter, not during year-end last year or the first quarter this year, but that we might see a bit more choppy, rangy action. And that's exactly what I mean. And I think that can also occur within the sequence of rising lows, but we need to watch that on the NASDAQ, and we will be doing that for you. And elsewhere, the strongest markets continue to run into new high ground. I was sufficiently impressed with that upside breakout on China. I know people are really talking about overvalued and so on. Well, we've heard a lot of that, and I tend to agree with them that those A shares have become a bit a bit euphoric here overall, but they have momentum going for them once again, and it tempted me to put in a bid for the H shares. I may reopen a long position in the H shares, which are trading a bit below where I took the profit on the last trade. That's highly speculative, though. Now, what else to mention here? In the precious metals, well, they had a good day Friday. They couldn't extend it all that much, but the patterns are basically really quite favorable. So I'm keen to hold, but what I have done is when I saw silver up around 1320, I thought, well, I'd like to see it really maintain this break above 13. Now, it hasn't quite done that, although it hasn't, you know, at 1298, that's not a failure. But what I did do is that I put in break-even stops on, I think, something like 3/5 of my position, and just as a little bit of a discipline, I also raised a stop in the in the Japanese Nikkei stock average. Okay, so precious metals, generally good action overall. Oil has yet to prove that it's reached a bottom, although the $50 level is psychologically of some significance. Grains and beans look like they're consolidating here prior to some further gains. Industrial metals, well, you know, people talk about copper and feel that that indicates that all the other industrial metals are going to go down as well. And we saw, as you know, earlier in the month, we saw some modest reactions. Some of those started, most of those started back in December. Modest reactions for the other industrial metals that are traded on the London Metal Exchange. And they didn't follow through. And the main reason they didn't follow through is that they're all in backwardation. So there's a shortage of nearby material. And now we're seeing some of those shorts cover. They're being squeezed. And most of all in nickel, followed by tin. And I wouldn't be surprised if lead and zinc did not follow. Aluminium, a bit steady as well. Copper has yet to prove that it's bottomed, although that downward acceleration suggests that we saw last month suggests to me that we've certainly seen the worst. And I think that's pretty much it. So, all the best to all of you. More tomorrow.